Welcome to the Happy Place for Your Mind podcast. I'm Rachel, and this is a place to talk about life experiences, trauma, and everything regarding mental health. Since I don't believe in small talk, let's just dive into it. Hello to all you growth chasers. Happy Monday for those of you who are listening on a different time or day. I hope that you are making the best of whatever situation you're in. I figured that it was time to talk about trying new things and stepping out of your comfort zone. This is something that most people fear to such great lengths. And mind you, fear, if you break it down, is just false evidence appearing real. That's one of my favorite little sayings to keep in mind when it comes to any type of emotion attached to being afraid of doing something new or trying something new. So, of course, this stems back to when you're younger. If you were trying something new, whether if it was a new hobby, a new sport, a new type of style, a new haircut, all of these things that you try new that are out of your comfort zone as a younger child, the response that you get is going to be pivotal, and also how you feel is going to be pivotal with how you then view trying new things in the future. So if you had negative experiences or negative responses to trying something new that you thought you were excited about or that you were confident in, and it didn't go according to plan, then you're left with this feeling of disappointment. You're left with this feeling of not ever wanting to step out of your comfort zone again. Trying new things is hard no matter what age you are. And you need to keep that in mind. If we had to rewind, and for those of you who are possibly parents and have kids in middle school or truly at any age, your kids may want to try out for a sport or for a hobby. And starting in middle school, that's when kids start to learn or experience that they may not make the team. They may not be a part of the club. They may not fit into a social group that they've been longing for. Kids are learning rejection around this time period, but it's up to us to interpret and teach younger ages that you can view rejection as disappointment and not being enough, which is the farthest thing from the truth, or you can view that rejection as redirection, or you can view it as a lesson to reflect, to be able to look at how can I improve, or how can I find something else that's more aligned in who I am. I think when it comes to trying something new, there is so much pressure that people put on themselves to make sure whatever they're doing, they're able to master it right away. Which, when I say that, I'm sure some of you are thinking, well, no, that doesn't make any logical sense. Of course, it doesn't make any logical sense, but emotionally, that's the pressure that we put on ourselves. That if we're trying something new, we have to be good at it. And if we're not good at it, then we're going to steer away from it. We're going to go back into our comfort zone. It's wild to look back throughout your life and think of moments that maybe you didn't care as much about trying something new. I remember middle school, for some reason, I thought, I want to try out for volleyball. Now, this was just literally a fleeting thought, and I tried out for it. Mind you, I've done cheerleading my whole life, and that's something that I absolutely loved. But during this time period of middle school, when you could start trying out for sports, not only did I want to do cheerleading, I wanted to try volleyball. And I remember the tryout being really hard. And once I found out that I didn't make the team, of course, I was distraught. I didn't understand why, because I put all of my effort and energy into it. And then when I had the opportunity to ask the coach why I didn't make the team, she told me, which I'll never forget, that the reason why I didn't make the team was because I wasn't taking the risk and diving for the ball. I would stand there most times and hope that the ball just came directly to me. Now, at that age, I was not able to reflect on the deeper meaning behind that. But now, as I've become addicted to reflecting and finding the deeper meaning in life, I look back and that was so spot on. At that time, I was afraid to take risks. I was afraid to step out of my comfort zone. I genuinely wanted people to come to me, people to like me. And at the end of the day, you're also trying to figure out who you are, especially middle school age. You don't even know half of your qualities, your strengths. You're just trying to navigate making friends, being able to go to school and understand the information that you're being taught. You're truly just trying to learn about life and how it works. But that answer and reason to why I didn't make the team always stuck with me, because at first I was in denial of that doesn't make any sense. But then after a while, it made a lot of sense, because I think a lot of people can relate to taking risks or trying new things is scary. I remember the moment that she's talking about that. I didn't want to dive for the ball because I was afraid to get hurt. But what's so interesting is that we can't prevent or protect ourselves in a lot of situations in life. We're going to be faced with challenges. We're going to be faced with different things that happen to us. And it's truly about the recovery that means most. And what's so ironic is that same year that I was so afraid of getting hurt, during recess, playing basketball with my friends, I ended up fully dislocating my knee. In a moment that I was having fun, I just got back from a family vacation to Florida, and I was so excited to see all my friends and give them the little gifts that I got them, and I dislocated my knee. And then I was out of school for a little bit. So in my mind, diving for the ball in volleyball was too much of a risk of getting hurt. But then when I was living in the moment having fun, I ended up getting hurt. And that, of course, wasn't even something I saw coming. That was the first time that that's ever happened to me in my life, that my knee dislocated. And it was one of the scariest moments because I didn't know what was happening. All I saw was my kneecap on the right side of my leg. So even though we look at trying new things as this is too overwhelming, this is too unsettling, this could lead to a negative outcome, we could be facing something that we've never had to face before. Whether you're trying something new or doing something you love, sometimes you may get an outcome that you didn't expect. But what you'll get from taking a risk and trying something new is you'll learn something about yourself that you didn't know before. What I find so interesting is one out of three people will avoid trying something new. Now, that's a pretty big statistic and goes to show why we can easily get caught in this rut or feeling stuck or be complacent. And that's because there's so many emotions attached to trying something new. So throughout my practice, I've been able to kind of pick up on the five things that prevent people from trying something new. First is the fear of feeling vulnerable, right? Like this actual emotion of being vulnerable, of maybe you're not the best at it. Maybe you don't know what you're doing. Maybe you're nervous about how you're going to feel trying whatever that new hobby opportunity is. That not being a master at something scares us. But then we also put this expectation that we should be able to master everything, which is so contradicting. The second thing that holds people back is thinking they need more information. And I'm sure some of you have been there, of maybe you had an idea of trying something and you've thought, I'll look into it. I got to see if that will work in my schedule. I got to see if I can make time for it. I don't know if that's going to benefit me. People convince themselves out of trying something new, thinking that they don't have enough information about it. And they need to make sure that this is going to fit into their life exactly how they aligned. But truth of the matter is, trying something new, we genuinely don't know the outcome or how we're going to feel about it. Then the third is fear of not liking it, rejection. So you may have tried something and thought, you know what, this isn't for me. And people genuinely look at it as, I don't want to invest time into something that might not give me the outcome that I'm wanting. But we're never wasting time when we're investing in ourselves or investing in a new opportunity or a new hobby, because all you're doing is just getting more data about yourself. You're just learning more about you. But attached to the fear of not liking it, it's also fear of rejection, right? Because sometimes these new hobbies may be including other people. If you're struggling to even just connect or meet new people that are more aligned with who you are as a person, because that happens when you continue to grow through life and evolve, you may feel that you've outgrown certain friendships, but now you genuinely want to create new connections. So you may have certain opportunities available or accessible to you, but you're opting out of doing it or trying it because you're viewing it as you're so fearful of that rejection. That rejection of you looking forward to going and trying, let's say, like a class, and you're hoping that you can make a connection, but maybe that person that you're able to have a conversation with isn't aligned with you or isn't interested in talking with you. Then you may immediately feel like, I'm not doing this again, based off of that one connection that didn't work in your favor. But what most people tend to forget is we're not supposed to like everyone, and everyone is not supposed to like us. But we get caught up in this illusion that everyone's supposed to understand us, everyone's supposed to like us, when truth of the matter is, I'm sure you're listening right now and you can think of a few interactions that you've had with people that aren't aligned with you. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that it has to steer you away from doing something for yourself and putting yourself out there. The fourth reason that people hold themselves back is other people's perception. So you may be struggling to go to, let's say, a gym class, or you may be struggling to do something on your own and go sit down and have a meal because you really want to eat at your favorite restaurant, but none of your loved ones are available. So you're going to opt out of going and sitting at the table by yourself because you're afraid of what other people are going to think of you, of how they're going to judge you. And I most certainly, because again, I'm human and I also have moments as well, I recently was juggling back and forth in my mind thinking, should I try and work out with this new trainer that I've been following that seems very intense, very motivational, very encouraging? But when I tell you intense, like if you're going to be training with him, you are training. Now, I've worked with a trainer when I was 16 years old, I'd probably say up until about COVID time period, on and off with the same trainer. And what's so interesting is when I was 16 years old and I was really loving cheerleading, and if you know anything about cheerleading, in my stunt group, I was a base. So for those of you who don't know what that is, that was where I'm under the flyer, holding her up and holding one of her feet. So in my mind, I wanted to get stronger because I wanted to be able to do a one person, which means that normally there's two people as a base. I wanted to be able to just hold someone up just by myself. That was my own personal goal. So I came home, I spoke to my dad about it, and he was like, you know what? Why don't you try training with a trainer to build your strength? And I was like, actually, that sounds like a great idea. So the gym membership that I had, I remember walking in and I looked around and I literally pointed out the biggest trainer. And I was just like, I need to train with him. And I'm so grateful for our friendship throughout the years and the years that he's trained me, because he was able to build my strength up that I was able to do my goal. I was able to hold someone up, just me, which I look back on and I think, wow, you know what? I had no fear, nothing holding me back, being like, I want to train with the biggest trainer. I want to be able to achieve my goal. But now if you fast forward, I'm sitting here contemplating, do I want to try something new? Do I want to try and train with something new? Now in my mind, I'm thinking, and this is full transparency, I'm thinking, well, you know what? This trainer, a lot of videos are these women that have different body types than me. Would he train me? Now, all of this is just my own trigger coming from a place of I'm trying something new out of my comfort zone that I don't know anyone. I don't know what this experience is going to be like. Am I ready for it? Then I thought to myself, I'm addicted to evolving. I'm addicted to growing and learning. I also preach how I live. So yeah, I need to do this. Something's telling me that I need to sign up. So the day before, I was thinking, you know what, like, I got to reach out. This is also really important for people to hear right now, because these moments that you know what you want to do, but may need some encouragement, you're allowed to seek it and ask for it. So one of my really good friends, who is probably one of the most confident women that I've ever come across in my life, I texted her and I said, hey, listen, I'm thinking of signing up and training with the trainer that you've been using, but I don't know. And she texts back and says, do you want my honest truth? And when she says that, you don't know what's going to come out of her mouth, but I always respect it. So I was like, all right, I'll hear it. And she goes, stop allowing a distorted perception of yourself in your mind to hold you back from doing something new for you. Right then and there, I was locked in. I was like, okay, I'm doing it. Reached out to the trainer, had my first session this past Tuesday. My anxiety and the anticipation anxiety of showing up was through the roof, because probably the last time I was in a big gym, and not a personal gym or not like a SoulCycle class, had to be, 2 years before COVID, maybe even longer. So I'm walking in thinking like, I don't know what I'm getting myself into. And we immediately start. And he says to me, let me know if you feel like you're going to get nauseous or throw up. And I totally looked like a deer in headlights. And I said, you think I'm going to throw up? He said, well, it's your first day, so we don't know. Now, when we started, then one of the things that he said for me to do after doing ropes, if any of you have done ropes before, it's where you kind of grab the ropes and slam them up and down. He's like, okay, now run from here to the bench and back. Now, immediately in this moment, I even said to him, I'm like, wait, run? You want me to run? And he's like, yeah. For those of you who love running, I give you so much credit, but that's just something that I have never really been embracing of creating this loving relationship with. And honestly, if I had to go even deeper, that perception of running stems back from middle school, where it was a part of your, what was it, like yearly physical that you had to run a mile. And that anxiety of needing to keep up with everyone else and needing to make sure you finish like everyone else and all of this pressure of comparing stayed with me through life, of thinking like, I have not really ever felt comfortable running based on what other people would think or based on comparing myself to other people running around me. Now, he says this to me now. I have this split second of thinking, oh gosh, like I'm gonna run. I did it like multiple times throughout this training session. And at the end of it, he said, you know what? I'm genuinely so impressed. This was probably one of the best first days that I've seen out of people that I've trained. And I said, please don't be, you know, just saying that to say that. Because, of course, as all of you know listening, I'm very intentional. He was like, I'm not just saying it, and I'm not someone to just say things. I genuinely mean it. So in this moment, I was walking out of there not only proud of myself, but also realized that so many of these triggers or distorted perceptions come from younger me, a younger version of me, who truly never got the opportunity to create this new perception or this new thought process, realizing that if back then I didn't like something because I was just trying to figure out life, and no one's really teaching you in middle school to not compare and to focus on yourself, and it's awesome to be unique and individual, where now I'm focusing on, wow, I'm proud that I did it. I'm proud that I stepped out of my comfort zone and I ended up loving it. Was it hard? Yeah, but I love to do hard things because it always teaches me something new about myself. So I know that was a possibly long-winded example. I just genuinely want all of you to realize that there may be things that you're contemplating in your mind that you keep going back and forth with, just trying or just starting. But once you do it, afterwards, you're genuinely going to get something no matter what it is. You may cross something off your list of tried it, not a fan of it. You may be able to see like, wow, I didn't think I was able to do that, but I did. Or you may have found something new that you love. And that's what life's about, of finding more things that we love. So, of course, I'm sure some of you can really relate to the last reason, which is perfectionism. Yep, that's right. Perfectionism is one of the other main things that hold people back from trying new things. So here's the whole concept of perfectionism, right? At its root, perfectionism isn't really about a deep love of being meticulous. It's about fear. It's about fear of making a mistake. It's about fear of disappointing others, yourself. It's about fear of failure. It's about fear of success. It's about fear of the unknown. So all of these fears, like I said to you before, are all just a skewed view of facts appearing real. But perfectionism is not something that we want to be continuing to push within ourselves, within others, because truth is, we're human. So of course we're going to make mistakes. Of course, we may try things that don't really align with us, but how are we going to know what works best for us if we don't try? You may be thinking, oh, I found what works for me, so like I'm good. But what if you tried something new that then works even better for you? And I really do believe the same way that taste buds change over years, what we need and what we crave also changes as we continue to evolve. Because throughout your healing journey, you may be evolving out of certain habits that used to work for you. And now you're creating new ones that you're now like, I didn't really think that I would enjoy that, but here I am enjoying that. Or I didn't think I'd be able to let go of fear from trying something new, but here I am just saying yes to any new opportunity. A lot of times people choose to stay in comfort, not because they're comfortable, but because they're believing in this illusion that comfort keeps them safe. But really, when you're stepping out of your comfort zone, that gives you so much more room to explore the world, to explore yourself, to explore opportunities, that you may get some of the best opportunities in your life by just stepping out of your comfort zone. Is it scary? Absolutely. But you would rather go through life saying, I did it or I tried, instead of always looking back thinking, what if? So since this week hit home for me with me trying something new out of my comfort zone and loving it, I always want to be transparent with what I'm growing and what I'm evolving with all of you, because sometimes we just need to hear that someone else just tried something that you were either contemplating, or it gives you an aha moment of, wow, yeah, I've actually been ruminating on trying this new hobby or new opportunity or booking the trip or doing something different. But for some reason, there's been a block. If you're listening to this podcast and you've been thinking that, this is your sign to try something new. And really, worst case scenario, you end up not liking it, or you end up hearing no. And if that's the worst case, you need to take that as, okay, this wasn't aligned with me, and I'm going to move in a direction towards something else that's going to be aligned with me. So I don't ever want people to look back at their life and say, why didn't I try it? Why didn't I do it? Why didn't I believe in myself? Why didn't I bet on myself? And that comes from so many experiences when you're younger that we don't really focus on unlearning and relearning and rewiring our thought process to focus on what's going to lead you to the best version of yourself, or a newer version of yourself that you didn't think was possible. I want all of you to get the most out of your life, to get the most out of yourselves, to grow in ways that you didn't think you could. Because when we're able to push ourselves past our invisible limits that we create to almost keep us safe, you don't know what you're capable of. So I'm hoping, or I'm challenging you that this week, try something new that you haven't before. It could be as simple as trying a food that you've always said to yourself, there's no way I'd like, or stepping out of your comfort zone and going and having a conversation with someone that you're online behind and just asking about their day, trying a hobby that you always wanted to get into, but felt that maybe you needed someone to do it with. Go book the class. Do all, or I should say, not all at once, but anything that you've kept in your mind, you've had that thought for a reason. You've had that thought, and if you continue to put action towards it, it could end up being something that you'll forever be grateful for starting and trying. It could actually be something that you start implementing in your everyday life. So don't allow those five reasons to hold you back from trying something new for yourself, because if anything, you deserve to have a life of fulfillment and happiness. And a lot of times we're the only thing that's getting in the way of us actually achieving it. Thank you for intentionally listening to the Happy Place for Your Mind podcast. You can reach out to me on Instagram at Happy Place for Your Mind. Until next time, always remember to live in alignment with who you are.